Blog Talk Radio.
Ran into a rocker in my restroom. Singer slash actress in my bed.
pizza, just to get some pizza. Fly out to Jamaica to break a couple trees up. Sex on the beach, left love speeches. They say that money talk, tell these other boys keep up. What's up?
Entertainment Reports, Sports Friday edition. It's a lot to talk about. So, wow, from NCAA, I didn't have opportunity to watch games yesterday. So some of you all that are listening, call in and fill me in. And also let me know about your predictions dealing with brackets. 714-409-0614. And you all know that I'm just in awe of what's going on in the NBA and NFL, and also one of my favorite sports guys, Tiger Woods. He playing zone, playing in the Masters once again this year, so I'm looking forward to that also. So be sure to call in, 714-409-0614. Thank God it's Friday. Happy weekend. Happy St. Patrick's Day weekend. Like I said before, St. Patrick's Day is a big deal everywhere, but especially here in my city of Jackson, Mississippi. I mean, if it's celebrated at home or out at the parades and the different pubs and clubs, those that are no way near Irish, like I myself, go crazy every St. Patrick's Day here. You know, I have a little French, a little Parisian blood in me, but not Irish. But not that I have found out, you know, when you research your roots, man, we find out so much, don't we? But happy birthday to those that are celebrating their birthdays today and this weekend. So many birthdays, too. St. Patrick's Day weekend. My friend Rhonda Durham, who lives in California, Jackson, Mississippi native, graduated from Jimmy Hill, sending much love to her. Her birthday is tomorrow on St. Patrick's Day. So sending much love and many prayers to she and her husband and her son up in Cali. I do believe she listens to her beloved friend, yours truly, occasionally. I definitely know she prays for me. So happy birthday weekend to Rhonda and you all. It is a guy that I talk a lot about, especially recently, regarding the launch of his newest book, The Ultimate Webinar Marketing Guide. Former professional athlete. He plays on the New York handball team. He is, like, in demand everywhere to speak at different events. I mean, he encourages and motivates me like crazy. And to believe that I've been networking with him for, like, a couple, like, 2 or 3 years. And so that means that he had $0 in. But guess what? He's a millionaire now. And he's not afraid to share with others how to make their own money online and offline and to build lasting relationships. I'm talking about Lewis House of Sports Executive Association, SEA, Sports Networker. You can tweet him at Sports Networker. You can tweet him at Lewis House, LEWISHOWES, LinkedIn. I like his Facebook page. His friend page is to capacity, but if you have heard of him and do not network with him, you definitely network with him. I'm talking so fast. I'm so excited because it's his 29th birthday. And he shared with I and some of his friends that did not know this, but we all celebrate birthdays in different ways. And when he was at age 5, he stopped celebrating birthdays in a traditional way of birthday cake. And learn to celebrate just life period. And to recognize his birthday, he would like those to help to like make a donation, big or small, to a cause of his to help build a certain school. So I have tweeted and Facebook the information regarding that. It's at lewishouse.classyorg. So, because I don't have it written down in front of me, I'm not looking at anything, but I'm going by my memory. Thank God I still have somewhat of a good photographic memory. But in lieu of birthday celebrations and parties and birthday cakes, he just would like those who support him and also believe in helping the community to donate a small or large donation to his effort of helping to build a school. And you can read more about it at, you know, I've tweeted out and posted on my Facebook page also more information regarding how you can help him celebrate his birthday in that way. And, you know, at age 5, he said that his dad taught he and his siblings how to not just look at age, but that you can make accomplishments and achieve certain things, just living life, looking at each day at its fullest. But he has his own way of, you know, celebrating, recognizing birthdays. And this is 29th birthday. And also happy birthday to the multi-talented and handsome Lewis Howes. That is just an inspiration. If you all do not know his story, you definitely need to know his story. I thought I was going to complete the book, The Ultimate Webinar Marketing Guide, yesterday. So I'm right at chapter 9. So it's not going to take me long to finish it. So I'm going to write a review about the book. But the book is amazing. So some of you probably have purchased the book and read it by now and have written reviews of your own. But it's just an amazing book on online marketing. And then not just online relationships, but how to achieve relationships. You know, professional relationships and to maintain your, you know, personal relationships. But he pretty much teach us how to do business properly on a professional level. And we all know that our professional lives often bleed into our personal lives and then vice versa. So his teachings are just amazing. He is definitely, to me, I compare the way he teach to Tony Robbins. And you all know how much I love Tony Robbins and Zig Ziglar teaching. But this amazing guy, and, you know, definitely network with him. And he's a great salsa dancer. If you all know anything about him from his arena football days, then he loved to loved to dance, and he still loved to dance and salsa dance whenever he traveled to different cities on business or for personal reasons. He must find the first salsa club that he can find. So do I not see him owning a nightclub establishment in the near future? Probably so. But there is things going on with the batting program, dealing with one of my top teams. You know, I love the Cowboys and the Saints. Is dealing with the batting program with the New Orleans Saints. The punishments should be known, made public soon. Did you all see Drew Brees on Ellen yesterday? And he was on Jay Leno, but I missed him on Jay Leno. But been recent news reports that Drew wants a better deal also. Definitely he will be a Saint, but he's on a better deal. And so on. So I'm glad Marcus Colston will remain a Saint for another 5 years with that lucrative deal, you know. So, you know, a couple of years ago, they had restructured his deal anyway because they saw what they have in Marcus Colston. I mean, I alone, just attending their camps religiously back from 2007, 2008, I mean, if you can, anybody can tell you, from my nieces to fellow sports lovers and from the management at the with the Saints, I was just in awe of the way he practices alone. I mean, his work ethic is just amazing, and not to mention Lance Moore. So, you know, the whole team is just amazing. And so, but I'm watching the Cowboys also. I see different things are happening with the Cowboys. But I want to talk about the Dodgers because I know the bidders' pool is dwindling down. Don't hesitate to call. I think Reg Roughneck is online, so I'm not quite sure what he's going to talk about or who he's going to talk about. I'm quite sure the NCAA, probably a little bit about the NBA. Remember, on Wednesday is birthday day. 1 year, March 21st, 2011, was the first broadcast when I shared the concept of the show. And a year later, here we are. And so on the birthday, we'll start broadcasting 2 hour segments, just to the episodes, to try out, you know, for 30 days to see how it works. If you all, like I said before, if you like the 2 hour format, we'll stick with it. And also, if I can stay on the air, because it takes money. And to upgrade. But it's, and also the features and everything are so good. And so thank you to the advertisers also. Next Thursday, I scheduled a webinar. thanks to Lewis Hounds Encourage, I scheduled a webinar for next Thursday, which I'll share more with you all in the near future, to promote the show and to pretty much to let potential advertisers know more about blogtalkradio.com and the show, you know, just for the listening audience and for potential advertisers, because I do have advertisers asking friends of mine and whom would like to advertise within the program and on blogtalkradio.com asking me specific questions. So I have scheduled a webinar to present more about blogtalkradio.com and Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and that's going to be scheduled for, that's already scheduled for next Thursday. So I'm like, I'm ready, but I'm like, okay, you know, the first time doing anything, it's like, okay, I don't get nervous, but I'm like, okay, the first time, this is something new. So, but I want to share, and hopefully, I'll schedule a second one, but hopefully I can get, someone from blogtalkradio.com's advertising department and also the staffers who educate us pretty consistently. Hopefully I can get one or two of them also to participate, because it might be too soon. They probably need to know way ahead of time to participate on the one that I do have scheduled. But I just pretty much wanted to introduce the basis of blogtalkradio.com. But I'm tuned to Mike and Mike, and I see Golick is not in today. But I love that show. The show is so awesome. And they are talking about Syracuse right now. But I'm going to go ahead And, oh, my God, I wanted to mention before, Jackson, Mississippi. I know it's been on national news. Oh, my God, such sad news. 16 WAPT News shared and broke yesterday. Jackson is number three. Number three. I mean, we get on good lists sometimes, but this is a list that we are definitely not proud of. And we are number three in the high percentage of AIDS cases. AIDS, not HIV, but AIDS, full-blown AIDS cases. Number three. Sad. I'm not giggling. It's nothing to joke about. I like to be comedic and have a sense of humor during the show, but this is nothing to laugh about. This is just sad, sad news to hear that Jackson, Mississippi, a medium-sized, progressively growing city, is number three, right behind a major city, Miami, which is number two, and then a city that's relatively a little larger. I believe Baton Rouge might be a little larger or basically the same size. Baton Rouge is such a college town, which Jackson is a college town also, with small colleges and with Jackson State University and Belhaven, which is now a university. We're a college town. And Baton Rouge is number one. Baton Rouge is number one with the most AIDS cases. Two is Miami, a big, large, large, progressive city. Three, Jackson, Mississippi. I think four is Baltimore. Five, New Orleans. My God. I like safe sex, you all. Safe sex is the best sex. Really, safe sex is the best sex. And also, it's important to know we're talking sports today, but I just had to think about this. This is so important because I did say yesterday evening to myself, I said, well, I definitely must say something about the AIDS epidemic. When I was a little girl in the early 80s and we first heard of this rare, rare disease, like Prince used to sing about in Silent Times album, small disease, what is it, big disease of a little name. I remember the early 80s when, oh, my God, we used to hear about this rare disease, and then it was known as a disease that were for gay men, white gay men. Okay, then we found out later on that AIDS affects everybody. Okay, but the largest the largest group of people that are affected by AIDS now are women pretty much from their mid-20s to their mid-40s, straight women who are in relationships with men. And I don't know if these men are on the down low or they're just flat-out hoes, or what. I think they pretty much have it under control with people getting AIDS and HIV through blood transfusion. So, but we just need to be more educated on this. I myself, it's important to know your status, and don't be ashamed to ask your potential love interest or your mate or somebody you've been with a long time, and you might be questionable about what they're doing when they're not with you. Do not hesitate to know your status. Go get tested. I'm preaching. I'm talking the talk. I'm talking the walk. I do get myself tested. I go right down there to the Jackson Medical Mall where the testing is free. One of my longtime friends, former classmates, is a psychologist down there at that office, and she's my witness. She can tell you. Yes, she comes in here. I've been practicing sexual abstinence since 2009, so I have not been tested since then. But even I have gone down there when I do practice sexual abstinence, because you do not know how long those germs live in your body. And so if you're in a new relationship or you're in a long-term relationship and you're wondering what's going on when your lover or your husband or your wife isn't with you, then you definitely should know your status. If you don't want to go alone, then you two go together. That's what I recommend, honestly, because you have to stay in the know. And we have to educate all, in all age groups, from teenagers to senior citizens, because there's senior citizens out there still rocking the boat. So we all must be educated in knowing what's going on. They said the highest percentage here in Jackson are men and African Americans. And see, and for years it's always been reported that it's been black women. You know, people make Micah number three. My goodness, that's sad, really sad. So just educate yourself more. We're definitely going to talk more about now, early shows. Last year, I've talked about safe sex and when is it truly to talk about sex and so on. But we're definitely going to talk more about this in the very, very near future, because, you know, we do talk about love and dating and relationships and lust and so on, and sex is all a part of it, and it's the way we express our love, and some of us just do it for, you know, I love sex like the next person, but I don't want to be pushing them daisies because of it. So we definitely need to tighten up on educating one another regarding that, and it's just sad, sad, sad news that in 2012, Jackson, Mississippi, a medium-sized American city, is number three, with the most AIDS cases. We have a few more minutes to talk sports, and we're going to resume. The live stream will stop in a few minutes, but it will continue on for another 10 to 15 minutes. And don't hesitate to call. I'm trying to open the chat room up because we had a party the other day in the chat room. It was about 10 of us in that chat room. So remember to create your listener profiles, because we're going to have definitely a fun time on Wednesday. So I've been, Sheila, I posted a picture of Sheila, shared a picture of Sheila that she had posted on her Facebook page at her workout with Ty Mock. So I hope Sheila would join us on Wednesday also. And Cosmo, and hopefully Ridge Roughneck, hopefully Big Mike. You remember Mike, that dude? But we're just going to have a blast on Wednesday. So you all feel free to call in and create your listener profile so you can enter the chat room and chat a lot. But for some reason, my chat room is not opening right now. But we're going to talk more sports, and maybe Ridge Roughneck will talk about his brackets. And so it's some more news. Oh, you all know I'm into this Dwight Howard news. Changing his mind, and I understand and respect his decision, though, because he doesn't want to experience what LeBron experienced. And Greeny just brought up the point, well, LeBron is a native of Ohio and from that area, Akron and Cleveland and so on, but Dwight Howard is an adopted son of Orlando also. So I guess he's just trying to do things properly if he decides to stay there. Because he's trying to figure out who they're going to get, if they're still trying to get Monte Ellis or other players. And then also, but, you know, Dallas Mavericks and the Lakers, we're like, yum, 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 like wondering, okay, what you going to do? Because there are definitely other teams that definitely want him if he does not remain with the Orlando Magic. So I'm going to go ahead and chime in on Ridge Roughneck, talk about this AIDS stuff. And you know, I didn't want to talk about it, but it's a must to bring up. We can't brush stuff under the rug and just ignore it. And that's a life and death situation right there. Safe sex or no sex, y'all. And I'm telling the truth. You know, you all can ask I'm just telling you, we'll talk more. Here's Ridge Roughneck. What's up, Ridge?
What's up, boo baby? What's going on? Yeah, I was listening to that, and I'm scratching my head a little bit because I've been networking with a lot of women in Jackson from Facebook. So, okay, buyer beware, huh?
Wrap it up.
Yeah, but I was kind of surprised, you know, not so much of Jackson being number three, but Baton Rouge being number one.
Exactly.
I mean, you mean tell me they more than Los Angeles, more than San Francisco, more than New York City?
D.C.?
Yeah.
Baltimore.
Chi-town?
Wow.
Whoa.
I can't believe I I just couldn't believe my eyes when I saw the breaking news on the internet first. Because I got, okay, I was like, okay, this is what they're going to talk about on the news. I cannot believe my eyes.
Not HIV,
not being a carrier, but AIDS, blown out AIDS.
Right. Because, I mean,
number three, do you know how many cities exist? And your hometown is number three?
It's not so much the hometown. I'm looking at the population because
I'm looking at
the fact, I mean, you could put Jackson, Mississippi in the Bronx and call it a park. And you telling me that there's more going on?
Area.
You know, I'm scratching my head and that's a little suspect to me.
Exactly. Not even Dallas in the top five. Dallas, Fort Worth. I got to look at the whole list and see where everybody, where all the like major and smaller cities are. But wow.
And I mean, Jackson, Mississippi barely scratching 200,000 people. And you got places with 2 million, New York, 10 million. LA, almost 8 million. I mean, come on, something ain't adding up.
And
somebody's math is off.
And towns that are considered big towns. You know, family friendly.
Exactly.
And Baton Rouge is definitely a college town. Jackson.
Baton Rouge is slightly smaller than Jackson in population.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Southern and LSU.
Right.
Look at there. And then, I mean, wow.
I would be terrified to catch a date out down in Baton Rouge or Jackson right about that, especially in college.
That's what I told my mom yesterday. I'm like, oh, my God, people aren't going to want to. It's going to be hard. It's hard for people with our love interest to get anybody when people hear you're from Jackson, Mississippi. I live in Jackson.
Okay, well,
that town's not that big. Almost everybody got it.
I guess that's make me feel better that I moved out here to Dallas, Fort Worth on that subject.
I need to hurry up and get out there to Dallas or go somewhere.
Yeah, it would be too late for you.
Miami would be like next on my list after New Orleans to move to. Wow, Miami number two. but you could, you know, that's a larger, progressive city with a lot of tourism.
And I mean, I'm not trying to be controversial, but it also has a high population of Haitians, Jamaicans, and immigrants like that. So, and they're known to have a high rate of HIV and AIDS. You know what I mean, I'm not trying to single out or pick on anybody, you know, by no means, or be disparaging in any type of way. But you know, those are the facts you have to consider. But you know,
that's why I mentioned senior citizens also, because I've seen a lot of reports, especially from South Beach, about how senior citizens need to start wrapping it up more, because it's even getting rampant with older adults, with senior adults. I've seen a lot of reports from like Miami and South Beach just throughout the years, where senior citizens end up getting HIV and AIDS because, you know, back in their day, you know, it was okay not to wear a condom.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, these days you can't take anything to chance. just like a little while ago, I was on our little CNC conversation that we have on Facebook. I had to do a little cleanup and regulating on there because one of the panel members that we both know quite well and grew up with offended one of the female members, emailed his genitalia and everything to her post and caused a little bit of a rancor and everything, and so we had to part ways with him and whatnot. Well, I'll tell you the rest of it off the air.
It was online or privately
inboxed? It privately
inboxed. Oh, wow. Yeah, you have to have some kind of But you had some pretty interesting and hardcore topics up in there. Tell people the name of that Facebook group again.
It's called CNC, Cognac, and Cigar Conversation. And, you know, it's just a nice little group formed up by myself, Kimberly Dunklin, and Barry Moore. We're kind of like the anchors of the group and whatnot, but it's a very insightful group. You know, I've brought on quite a few members
very
of, my,
interesting,
of my own.
Panel questions brought up.
Right. We do a variety of topics. And
uh-huh.
Some of the main topics we like to talk about is, you know, black relationships.
Yeah.
I think those are very good things to talk about, and about, you know, black people as far as our effect of raising our children. You know, we talk about lifestyles. We talk about, you know, social scenes and whatnot. And, you know, I mean, we're constantly incorporating newer and newer members. You know, we even managed to get Michael Hollywood Hernandez, who used to be sports anchor at K104. Well, he's co-anchor along with Chris Arnold. And,
I remember him.
Right. So Hollywood Hernandez come on and lent us some of his talent. So we're trying to get more mainstream. And who knows, maybe in the next couple of years, CNC might even be a talk show. You know,
he knows my niece also over there in Dallas. Yeah.
Huh?
I said he's a friend of my niece's also over there in Dallas. You know, she works in media.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm sure him and Dietra do quite, cross paths quite a bit.
Yeah,
Michael has been an anchor member in the Dallas area for quite a while. Even when he broke out to Texarkana for a while, he'll drive out there, but he got back to Dallas. He's always got his ear to the ground.
And
in Dallas.
He left, didn't he?
Yeah, he left. He left for a couple of years and came back.
But
you know, he's hobnobbing in between things, and he actually did a nice little segment for us last night, and so we're very excited of having him with the panel now, with the group, and like I said, we're hoping that things will get better. You know, it's pretty much a new fledgling conversation group piece that we're doing, but hey, the people there,
I can turn it
fresh.
Into a blog. Show. Next thing you know, y'all have it on air. And that sounds like that would be a good Blog Talk Radio show.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, we're looking at possibilities.
You can grow it from Facebook and then grow it to this.
Right.
Yep.
But on the quick tip on the sports thing, quite a few things have happened since I was last on, me personally and everything, but, you know, we're not going to get into that. But, you know, Peyton Manning, of course, you know, he's the news now as far as the NFL. Right, he's definitely the biggest
story
now.
And that was him, like, waiting for Beyonce to give birth to Blue Ivy. That's, you know, because I was like, I wanted to be the first to know, and I was one of the first to know when she gave birth to Blue Ivy. But, waiting to find out who would he sign with, because we should have known by yesterday who he will end up being with.
Some of the odds are starting to kind of come up a little bit that it might be the Tennessee Titans, but we'll just...
That's who I'm feeling.
We're going to see how that goes, but, I mean, I think that Peyton... taking that year off has definitely helped him as far as long-term, because a lot of players make the mistake of trying to come back too soon from an injury like his, and then they never came back 100%, and then they wind up, knocking a few years off. I mean, Peyton feels in his heart that he can play another 5, maybe 7 years. And, I mean, I have no reason to doubt him on that, but, you know, we're just going to see how things go. And definitely, you know, once he gets roots with a new team and everything, that's going to be a big plus for him. And, Well, you know, as far as the NCAA, I'm kind of wait till the bracket trims down a bit. We'll get all them little schools on out the way. You know, I'm not gonna front nobody to call out any names, huh?
Too many to predict right now.
Yeah, too many to predict right now. So yeah, let's get all the little schools out the way. We'll get down to the Sweet 16, then we'll start heating up with that one. But Dwight Howard, he's an Atlanta native that moved down at Orlando. He felt a little pull to jet on him after they had the All-Star game. I think the All-Star game kind of changed Dwight's, softened his stance a bit on what he wanted to do. But, you know, as the old saying goes, it's always next year, because I'm sure he's going to wait and see who they're going to try to sign. I mean, Orlando usually has a good way of screwing that up, so let's hope it still works. I want him to be playing for the Mavericks. So
want him in another blue and black uniform. I always talk about I want to see him in blue and black, but Orlando Magic's uniform is blue and black also, but in the Mavericks, blue and black.
Orlando's always been one of my favorite teams, along with Miami. You know we're going to be biased, so I mean, we're not going to talk on that one.
He didn't want to leave them that way. His fans in Orlando.
Well, he's just going to try to see what complimentary play he get, but knowing Orlando, they'll probably do something. They'll probably re-sign Penny Hardaway and Dennis Scott. They'll get Kendall Gill to come back play.
Then a couple weeks ago with the rumor of them trying to get Monte Ellis, our homeboy, I guess he was like, wait a second.
Hey, well, Monte Ellis would be a good addition to the team, but
yes,
I don't think that's going to be like a – That's not going to be like a blockbuster cornerstone type of deal, you know.
But when it was rumored that he was unhappy with Golden State about a year ago, I was like, come on and get Dallas.
Yeah. I mean, but then we wind up getting Caron Butler and Deshaun Stevenson. Those were some good pickups that we had gotten. And, you know, then, of course, Tyson Chandler. I mean, those were the nucleus of who got us over the hump.
Well, what do you think about the Knicks coach resigning from his position?
It was a matter of time. I mean, obviously, that was part of why they all of a sudden start floundering. I mean, it wasn't even a month ago, Jeremy Lin was like the Tim Tebow of the NBA. And then now, next thing you know, they hit this skid and – D'Antoni has always been known to be too offensive-minded, and, you know, the Knicks definitely need some defense if they plan on doing anything, because, I mean, their defensive rotations were pitiful. So, anyway, I mean, you scoring points on one end, but giving them up on the other, you're not going to have a job long. So,
Mississippi State's basketball coach resigned yesterday evening also, Rick Stansbury.
Okay, I was just about to ask who's the coach.
Back to the Knicks, some people were pointing the fingers at Carmelo, and Carmelo was like, I ain't have nothing to do with it. He was like, it was new news to me too.
Right. Well, you know how those behind the scenes politics work out. I mean, you know, everybody know what the problem was. You saw what the problem, but then in the end, they're going to say, no, that wasn't the problem. You know, so that's kind of like that elephant in the room that you see is there. You know it's there, but what do you do? So, but, yeah, I mean, this is the middle stretch right here. And we're just, we know April next, April be coming and then the playoffs coming in May. That's when the playoffs start for the NBA, by mid-May. And then, it's anybody's race right now. Pardon?
I said baseball training camps are going on.
Well, you know, if baseball season is the shortest off season, so.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna have to end right now. Thank you so much, Reg Roughneck. You all, thank you so much, and be sure to tune in tomorrow and Sunday. Also, have a show scheduled for Sunday for 2 o'clock Central Standard.